In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During the Last Supper, or more after the Last Supper, in the sermon the good Lord gave to his disciples, he told them in various manner that he will depart, he will send the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, and that their joy will be perfect. Here he uses these mysterious words: "It is expedient for you that I depart." This sermon was a preparation to the Passion for the Apostles. It is also a preparation of the present time, the time of the Church, that is going from the predication of the Apostles until today. Today's Gospel is about fulfillment. When he, the Advocate, the Holy Ghost, has come, he will convict the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Let us look at these words. He will convict the world of sin. Here it is about the world as in rebellion against its Creator. As it is said in the prologue of the Gospel of St. John, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." For this reason, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, convicted this world of sin. The dear Lord here is speaking about the necessity of the act of faith for salvation. St. Thomas Aquinas, in its Summa, gives a clear argument, and I give you the reference here in the Segunda Segundae, the second part of the second part, the second question at the third article. "Consequently, the perfection of the rational creature consists not only in what belongs to it in respect of its nature, but also in that which it acquires through a supernatural participation of divine goodness. Hence, it was said above, in a previous part of the Summa, that man's ultimate happiness consists in a supernatural vision of God, to which vision man cannot attain unless he be taught by God. According to St. John, everyone that hath heard of the Father and hath learned cometh to me. Now man acquires a share of this learning, not indeed all at once, but by little and little, according to the mode of his nature. And everyone who learns thus must needs believe, in order that he may acquire science in a perfect degree." Here we have a reminder about what is the ultimate happiness, the goal that fits our nature, our spiritual nature. As a consequence, it is a necessity to be taught, to receive, but also to act as a disciple. The end of the argument prepares for the question that followed. The degree of knowledge will depend on the natural ability, but still the act of faith is necessarily total. Now man acquires a share of this learning, not indeed all at once, but by little and little, according to the mode of his nature. And everyone who learns thus must needs believe, in order that he may acquire science in a perfect degree. So let's take the image of a bottle of water, and the bottle is full and so perfect in that regard. Either if it is a 1 gallon or 2 gallons bottle, it is, when it is full, the one with 1 gallon of water, the other one with 2 gallons of water, it is different quantity, but it is still perfection for each bottle. And Aquinas summarizes and repeats it. "Hence, in order that a man arrive at the perfect vision of heavenly happiness, he must first of all believe God as a disciple believes the master who is teaching him." So we can see here the distinction about faith as degree of knowledge and also as act of will. As an act of will, it has to be total. He, the Paraclete, will convict the world. So let's us back to today's gospel. The Paraclete will convict the world of justice because I go to the Father. In the Holy Scriptures, the word just, a just, is a saint. Abel, the saints of the Old Testament, Saint Joseph, are called just. Here the Passion of Christ, his resurrection, and ascension are conditions of justice. It means here fulfillment, accomplishment. That is what is justice about in the Scriptures. The consummatum est on the cross is this fulfillment, this justice. And we nowadays, we can take part of this accomplishment. Judgment of the world, which is retribution. The Paraclete is a spirit of judgment. We have been taught not to judge, because the judgment, the ultimate retribution, belongs to God only. Still, we are called to the reason, and we are to judge according to the reason and the spirit of judgment about what pertains to us, what is the domain, the part of creation entrusted to our judgment, to our authority. This starts with a discernment, that is a judgment of our conscience. Then according to our state of life, in the household, at work, in the civil society, or in the church. Remembering that we will be judged in the manner that we judge. And here again, there is a need of purification of our intentions. And I found the reading of today's epistles very helpful to give more room to God's criteria. The Holy Ghost is called the Paraclete, the Consoler, the Advocate. Let us invoke him in time of darkness and difficult discernment. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mary, Queen of Heaven, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.